I will never forget those images. We'll never know what kind of impact that we'll have on someone's life by something as simple as providing someone an exceptional time that they never thought. We'll never know the kind of impact that we had with the military. We'll never know what kind of impact we'll have with the police department. We'll never know what kind of impact we'll have with the fire department. We'll never know. Some of those kids could have been future gang members, but maybe, just maybe, that something simple as that could have changed their destiny. I don't know, but I just got to believe something big, because I refuse to live small. I refuse to believe something small for my city. I refuse to believe a small destiny and a small hope and a small future. God's bigger than that. God's better than that. God's more glorious than that. God's more deserving than that. Arca City deserves more than that. Why? Because we serve a big God who can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. Sit down, sit down, sit down. But the hours and the dreaming and the planning and the praying and the believing for something magnificent has taught me a couple. Has taught me to fear less. See, we can't live free from fear and worry because we are His kids and we have a strong dad who loves us so much. We can live free from worry and fear. We can live free from worrying about tomorrow, worrying about is anything possible, worrying about can we make a difference, worrying about does my life really count, worrying about what I only have a little bit to offer, worrying about your past, or worrying about what tomorrow holds. We can live free from fear and worry because we all have a strong dad, and we are His kids. The Bible says this in Psalms chapter 12, verse 6 through 9. It says this: such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered, and they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them, and they are confident and fearless and can face their foes with triumph. They share freely and give generously to those in need, and their good deeds will be remembered forever. We don't fear bad news. And we live confidently, fearlessly, and we give freely, and we're generous, and our good deeds will be remembered forever. See, just in this simple event that was way bigger than what most people imagine, we can be fearless and live free to say yes. We talked about this early on in the series that we should be able to be free to worship. We should be able to freely say yes to God. And whatever He asks of us, we just say yes. And I thank God for some of you who said yes to God in all different areas that were relating to this event, because you didn't have to give money. You didn't have to give your time. You didn't have to show up and pray. You didn't have to come volunteer. You didn't have to believe with us. And I thank God that I'm just dumb enough just to say yes to God, whatever it is. Some people might have thought, that's a dumb idea. Why would we ever give backpacks away? I thank God I don't listen to you, and I listen to Him. Be fearless, free to say yes. Are you free to say yes to God yet? Hopefully, if you're not, maybe you'll fear a little less. And when He asks something from you that might seem small and insignificant, like, hey, will you pay for that lady's groceries in the line in front of you? Just say yes. When he says, will you give that thing away? Will you just say yes? When he asks an area of your life, will you just say yes? When he says, hey, I need you to be a part of this dream that I have for the city, will you just say yes? I don't know what God's asking you to say yes. And maybe it's, yes, I'll serve you and I won't live for the things of myself. Maybe it's, I'll get out of myself and stop being selfish and do something else. Maybe it's, I'll say yes to be a little more generous. I don't know what he's asking you to do, but hopefully you'll fear a little less. And believe God to do anything and everything for your life, for your family, for your kids, for your house, for this church, for the city, and even for the world. Can you believe God and trust him enough to fear a little bit less and just go, I'll say yes to you, God. In whatever area that is, I don't know what that is for you. I know what it is for me. But can you be free to say less? Can you to say yes? Can you fear a little less? What about this? Free to trust him and have big faith in him. We talked about this, fearless faith, believing God the impossible. The impossible. What happened outside these walls was impossible. I know some of you go, well, it didn't seem impossible. I know, because God was orchestrated in the backdrop in every single detail. Some of you don't know, the price of the backpacks doubled. And somehow, it almost doubled in a half. It went from $5 a backpack to $13 a backpack. We didn't tell you because we didn't want you to diminish your faith. We said, God, we trusted you for 1,500 backpacks at $5 a backpack, and we're going to get that. Can I tell you that we got very, very close to $5 a backpack? People started donating things. Money started coming in. People from Seattle, real estate companies from Seattle, sent thousands of dollars to Yakima because they heard we were doing things. See, some of you don't know that, but God was in every single detail along the way. Because we were just fearless enough to say, big faith. The military said they were going to come, and then all of a sudden they all backed out. All of them backed out until the week of the event. We made some phone calls and said, hey, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I called this guy I cut hair with. Hey, man, I know you're in the military. Can we do this? Kirsten called another person. I know you're in the military. We asked them. They didn't want to come. Guess what? They all showed up. Because God was in the backdrop. We believe God for something big. We trusted him with our faith. What do you need to trust God for in your life? What do you need to fear less with God in your life? When it comes to faith, when it comes to believing God the impossible, maybe some of you are addicted. Can you fear less and just trust that God can break that addiction? Maybe some of you are facing some health issues in your family. Can you fear a little bit less and trust God with your faith to say, God, you can still heal. Even though I haven't seen it happen, you can still deliver. You can still come through. It might not come right now, but just right at the last second, you'll still show up because you're still God. Can you trust God even just a little bit? Can you get a little less fear and trust God with a little more faith and say, God, I'm going to put my faith in you. I'm going to trust you with my life. I'm going to trust you with my finances. I'm going to trust you with my family. I'm going to put all my faith in you. I'm going to fear a little bit less in this area. What about this? What about being free to live for him? Can you live fearless and live for him? Just trust him with your life. And say, God, I don't know what you have for me. I know I've set up my future. I know I got my dreams. I know I got the things I want to do. Can you trust him with your life and say, God, I completely surrender all that I am. I'm going to fear a little less. And I know I've been holding, come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. You've been holding on to areas of your life, and you don't want to let them go because you're scared. What if I let this go? What if I get out of this relationship? What if I stop doing this thing? I'm going to encourage you to fear a little less. And just trust God with your life and say, God, I don't know what you hold. I don't know how tomorrow's going to turn out, but I'm believing it's going to be better than anything I've ever expected. And I'm going to fear a little less, and I'm going to trust you with my life. And even though it doesn't make sense to me in my natural, it doesn't make sense to me in my mind. It doesn't make sense. Why would I ever do this? This isn't like me, I know. And that's why you need to fear a little less and trust God with the impossible for your life. What about free to be generous? Can you be fearless with your generosity? Be a little bit more generous with your life and with your time and with your talents and with your treasure, your finances. Can you be a little more generous? This event has taught me even just to be live even more fearless in my generosity. Because I hate the fact that we had to send hundreds of kids away without a backpack. And I hate the fact that thousands of people drove by and couldn't get one. And I hate the fact that we didn't have enough of everything. I hate the fact we will never, never have enough again. I'll tell you that right now. We will never not have enough again. I don't care if we're left with 2,000 extra backpacks. We'll send them to another city. We will never not have enough again. Because I'm going to be fearless with our generosity. I sat in a core staff meeting with a team of 15 people that I surround myself with twice a month. And the original statement was 5,000 backpacks. And we backed away from it. And we said, well, you know, 5,000 backpacks, that's $25,000, not including the money to run the event. Are we willing to put $25,000 of the church's reserve account money for this? And we go, well, we can't do $25,000. You know, we don't know what kind of offering is going to come in. Maybe $3,000. We thought the offering was going to be around $3,000 to $5,000. At least that's what I thought. I thought, no, we'll put away $10,000 to $12,000, and we collectively agreed on 1,500 backpacks. But you know what? I wish I just would have jumped. I wish I would have just said, you know what? That's just $30,000. Who cares? And just skydive off of $30,000. I don't know. Some of you think that's crazy. I don't. Because I'm determined to blanket my city, our city, with the grace of God. And might not happen today, but maybe over repetitive times where people can really see that God really cares about them right where they're at, not looking for nothing in return. Maybe just over time, we'll just chip away at the culture of our city and people go, man, I want some of that. I need some of that because you guys keep giving me things I didn't earn and you keep showing up giving me things I didn't deserve. Just maybe God is concerned with me. Maybe God does care about me and we'll just cover it with grace and keep on giving grace and keep on giving grace. And just maybe the 10,000 people that were outside these vents will fill the Sun Dome one day when we do a service and they'll lift their hands and say, God, we surrender our lives to you. Just maybe. You know, here's my prayer in any one of those areas. That those that did nothing would start to do something. And those that did something would start to do more. And those that did more would start to do the ridiculous. My prayer is that those that did nothing, you would stop just not doing nothing. When the volunteer, I don't want to volunteer. Oh, I don't want to give. Oh, I'm not too sure if I want to serve. Oh, I can't believe God for that. Just start to do something. And those of you that just did something, well, you know, here's my $5. I'm just going to do something. Oh, you know, well, I'll show up, but I'm not going to give. Those that did something, they just start to do more. And those that did more would just start to live in the ridiculous. Some of you gave $500 for backpacks. Some of you gave more than that. You know what? You did a lot. We all did a lot. A lot of us did a lot. A lot of us gave our time. I'm just saying, just get ready because God's going to pour out more insight and God's going to show us more things. Just get ready to live in the land of the ridiculous. I don't want to live in the safe zone. I want to live fearlessly. Lastly, over all the message that we preached, was will you be free to repent and live fearless and know that we have a good God who's waiting for you to say, my way doesn't work, and I will exchange my belief for your belief for my life. Not just say, I'm sorry, God. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't have hung out there. I shouldn't have said that. Not just, I'm sorry, but say, God, not only am I sorry, but can I make an exchange? Can I trade my parenting for your parenting? Can I trade my attitude about my life for your attitude? Can I trade change my hate for your love? Can I exchange the way I view church for the way you view your bride? Can I exchange the way I view this for how? Can I exchange my language for your language? Can I exchange my dreams for your dreams? Can I repent? Can I trade places? Because I want you to rule and reign in my life. And some of you have to understand, you don't have to be afraid to repent. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And some of you struggle in silence because you're too afraid to say anything. Because if they knew, if he knew, let me tell you, he already knows. You can't hide from God. Repent, confess your sins one to another. That's what the Bible says. Be open, be honest. What you uncover, the Lord will cover. But what you try to cover, the Lord will uncover it. Can you live fearless? And admit when you're wrong. And admit when your way doesn't work and say, God, I choose your way over my way. And I need your help. Because my way, I keep bumping my head. And my relationships that I choose, I keep making dumb mistakes. The places that I go, I keep messing up. The choices I make with my money keep leaving me broke. The whatever, God, I exchange. Can you be fearless and repent? My prayer is that we would all fear a little less and pretty much just be fearless. I don't know what areas that you need, but I hope that today you'd be encouraged and you saw on the big screen something amazing happen from some unamazing people. And I put myself in the unamazing people category. You saw something spectacular happen. Getting phone calls from other churches. How'd you guys do that? But how did you? We just said yes. And not for us. Not that we would get anything back. We just said yes. Not a growth strategy. Not a, ooh, I wonder if they'll all come to church the next week. Matter of fact, we didn't want them to come to church the next week. I know that sounds weird. But I didn't want them to come because they felt like they had to because we gave them something. So here I am now because I owe you because you did that. No, I want you to come because you're being drawn by the grace of God, not because we did an event. So I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're going through. But it happened. And let me just say this. It'll happen again. With or without you. I'd sure love to make history with you. You can close your eyes and bow your heads. I just want to pray.